95. Text us anytime. 4215.
Pulse 95.
Pulse 95 Radio, Yalla Home. Big Hoss right here, the best drive time show in the country every single weekday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Now let's talk about Arada. Shout out to Arada. Big round of applause. Really for Arada. Why? Because they have actually launched a series of initiatives designed to help the people of Sharjah during the current, obviously, flooding crisis of what we've seen, which includes providing free housing and meals for stranded residents. Recent rainstorms in the UAE, of course, have affected Sharjah particularly badly, with thousands of families still stranded without access to food, water, or electricity. But God bless the authorities, the police, the civil defense, even people volunteering to help out. Arada has actually partnered up with Sharjah Social Services Department to provide housing for up to 3,000 people affected by the flooding. Wow. Who will be based in the Nest complex in Al Jada. Priority is, of course, given to vulnerable members of society, especially children, the elderly, and people of determination. Transfers are actually taking place in stages, with the first families moving in on Monday, 22nd of April, which is today. Wow. Arada and the Sharjah Social Services Department will coordinate to provide those residents at Nest with all their needs, including food and utilities, until they are able to return to their homes. Each fully furnished apartment at Nest comes with an aid package containing drinking water and every other essential item. In another major initiative as well, teams from Arada have coordinated with the local NGO UAE Rescue to deliver over 6,500 food packages to stranded residents in Sharjah's city center. The joint initiative, which started from a single act of kindness by an Arada employee, has seen Arada and UAE rescue teams visiting key areas of Sharjah, including the Abu Shagara, Qasimiyah, and Al-Majaz from Friday 19th April until onwards. Amazing. In addition, Membet, of course, Arada's social initiative launched in partnership with the UAE Ministry of Climate Change and Environment, has been putting together aid packages for Sharjah's residents. Each package contains a range of essential items, including fresh fruits, vegetables, cooking oil, and canned goods. Wow. The group CEO of Arada, the amazing, incredible Ahmed Al-Khushaybi, said, "As a key member of the private sector, we are committed." See the words, we are committed. It's like a duty to providing essential support to as many people as we possibly can during these challenging times for the Sharjah community. We have mobilized a number of our department and will be announcing further initiatives in the coming days. I mean, this is just, again, another round of applause for that, because it is just remarkable in every single way, because they are in tune with what's going on. They're not just somewhere else. Obviously, Arada, you know, they're doing them. And it's a simple act of kindness from one of the employees of Arada that led to that. You see how important it is to be kind and be just reflecting what you're going through and what you're feeling. Just amazing. Seriously, I'm super proud of Arada, super proud of course, our Sharjah community. This is Pulse 95 Radio. We're going to be right back. Now, let's get loud with the incredible J-Lo. I mean, last week I was talking about the J-Lo, Beyonce, you know, kind of comparison.
But I said that.
Yo, what's there to compare? I'm just saying. Our own Aisha Mazmi and Rania are big fans of Beyonce. I know I get that, but I mean, ain't nobody putting the real queen down. Jennifer Lopez, well, let's get loud. Pulse 95.